Welcome to another Den of Hip Hop album review, sponsored by Zomba. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out Zomba. It's a brand new platform. You get unlimited streaming for all of you new artists and podcasters. So if you have a show, if you have new music, any type of genre, make sure you go set up an account with them, because you can get your music out there to the world. You can also get it to influential people like ourselves, and we help curate playlists to get you out there. So make sure you go check out Zomba today. Go sign up and create an account.
What's up, T.I.?
I'm T.I. now. Dead and Hip Hop mixtape review, no name. Telephone. Before we get into the review, look, man, some real life shit be happening, right? And this is part of the reasons why we want to make Dead End Hip Hop full time, because of crap like this.
Yeah, this is some bullshit.
Mike ain't here today. So, filling in is the beautiful Raquel.
Thank you.
No. Raquel Rabanel.
I had to say it.
Back to the review, featuring Rock. We're going to do it a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got Mike, so we're going to do it a little bit different. When I heard this, I kind of thought some of the music that you make. And I was like, this is kind of the same lane. You know, so I didn't even know that you was going to be on the review, so I think it's kind of dope. So how did you feel
about
the project?
I really like it, actually. When he told me about it, I hadn't listened to it. Like, I've heard her on features, like Mike Jenkins, yeah. And then recently Jesse Boykins, which I love him. She was on his project.
Bartholomew?
Yeah, exactly. So I had already heard her, and I was already like, okay, like, I would be interested to hear her music. So when I heard it, I was like, okay. And I heard she was like a poet as well, too. So it like, it works perfectly with her music, because it's like a soothing, smooth, sound. And then her lyrics, like, I respect her as a woman, because she speaks her truth. It's relatable to me, you know, so.
Yeah, I was wondering, was it like, as you listened to it, was I'm like, cause I think me and Ken talked about it, like, even though it's the music itself is dope, but it was like, well, some of it I can't really like understand, cause I'm not a female.
So right,
like,
right.
By you being on this review, I was interested to hear your perspective of like
some
of the stuff that she was talking about as a female growing up in this. Well, I know you kind of grew up in a kind of country setting, almost.
Yeah,
like,
South Carolina, Charleston.
growing up in Chicago, so I was just wondering like her perspective on certain summer things, and it seemed like y'all like around the same age. So.
Yeah, like a lot of even the features she had on there too were pretty dope. I like the one she had with Rory.
That was real nostalgic. I love that track.
Because like growing up in Chicago, you know, so I claim Miami, but like I was born in pretty much until I was in the eighth grade, I was in Chicago. So growing up, it really brought me back to Chicago, man. And just her overall beat.
But that's anybody though, like, ooh, you about to get the like anybody can relate to that.
Yeah, anybody can, but me specifically, like it just took me back. You know what I'm saying? It just took me back, man. And that's one of my favorites. And Rory, I love all of her features on here. They really complemented the overall project. Like, it didn't take away. Some of the singers, they were just slightly different, but it was just enough change for that song, for that
the
particular
one with
track.
Aaron Alakane. Where's she from, B?
I don't know where she's from.
Uh-oh. If you asking.
Yeah, I don't know where she's from. I don't know none about these artists that feature here.
No, we did talk about her, B.
I don't remember.
Yes, I was like, yo, you up on Aaron L.K.? Like, yeah, she's from Detroit.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, man. I don't remember, man.
Oh, lying ass.
I think it was the second listen, because the first listen was just very surface level, walking around doing shit. And then the second listen, I was driving home from work. I was like, damn, she kind of speaking about death and shit. Like, right when they get the casket
pretty.
Yeah, the last track, and then
Shadow Man,
and then Bye Bye Baby. Mm-hmm. But then when I kept listening more and more, because I'm like, there has to be like some more layers in here to pull apart. And I was like, I think it's about love and death, because you have three songs that talk about relationships, love, family,
Our
love.
Family, right?
Yeah, and then you have, of course, the tracks that talk about death, which kind of closes the mixtape. And then when I was driving in, it was the Freedom Interlude.
I was just about to say it. I said, I think that
what you talked about her.
Go ahead.
About her grandmother and her mom. Is that
well, no, well, she talked about her grandmother quite a bit through this project on Reality Check and her auntie, or how she hired. She was about to have better opportunities in the music, and then of course by her auntie fighting cancer.
My aunt's fighting cancer right now too.
But what was about?
I think
it was that change. I think that interlude was like the change of it went from that death.
Oh, you know what? I didn't think about it that way.
Just think how it was set up. Cause think before interlude, you had a lot of those introspective, the love songs, the reminiscent songs of Diddy Bop.
Yeah.
She was reminiscent of like old summer, old time summers when the neighborhood was happy, and then you know.
All I need.
Yeah, and then it gets to interlude, and it's kind of like that's when she got on that spoken word, like kind of like
her poet.
And I don't know if I want. And then it was like she was kind of like scattering, like I don't know if this is gonna be about blah blah blah.
Yeah,
she's
not supposed to write.
It's right after.
And then I didn't even think about it that way. What I got from the interlude was what I think this whole thing kind of encompasses is that it's that interview with Nina Simone that she had with Peter Rodas, if I recall correctly. It was talking about what is freedom. And she was like, you tell me what freedom is. And then, you know, so they were kind of going back and forth, and she was like, freedom is no fear. But if you listen to all of the songs on this project, it kind of deals with insecurities, love, death. There's religion scattered throughout here, talking about holier, halo, cancer, the abortion, looking on Twitter, seeing people die. So it's dealing with all of these, you know, these insecurities, these vulnerabilities that, you know, that we have as adults growing up or as teenagers or as kids, period. You know, what was on the opening track? She was like, come home before the lights go off, which we all heard, right?
Yeah.
But why do they tell us that? Because we know when shit get dark, all kind of crazy shit can happen in the dark.
Right. And, especially growing up in Chicago.
Yeah. Right, yeah, growing up in Chicago. She talked about that in Casket Pretty. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, I think when you talk about also the intersectionality of being a woman, for one, so the gender inequality that she have to fight, being a black woman, so being a black woman that has to also deal with racial inequality, pro-choice, the abortion song, but she's talking about the, you know, just personifying like abortion, and talking about the choices, and you know, sometimes they give us presents before we're ready and stuff like that. Like if you take that song and think about, and then also think about the album cover too, right? The skull sitting on top of the head. So there's Baba Baby dealing with abortion, this, that, and the other. But then you also think about what happens if she does have the baby. And then you go back. So it's almost like, you know, you can have a baby and then he can still die. You know, so that fear. And so I'm thinking about Nina Simone, like, you know, having no fear. I want to live life. I want to be free by having no fear. But you can't. Now imagine if you're gay. Imagine if you're trans. All of those things intersect. All those inequalities that you fight, you know, growing up, you know, just as who you are, you know, as an individual. So that's when that hit me, I was like, oh shit. Maybe this is what this is about, because it's just like you said. It's like she's very open. She speaks her truth.
That's what music is supposed to be about anyway, you know? So, and I guess it's her way of overcoming fear, you know? Like, just putting it out there.
I thought Shadow Man was an interesting track, because how they was... I think for me, what I got from that track was how she, like, pictured herself going to her own funeral.
All of them did.
That's why I thought Shadow Man was really interesting, because even though it's very dark, throughout this whole project, it's some very dark content, but it's very light as far as production.
The production is like the prettiest, ugliest,
darkest song, you know.
Think about the album cover, the flowers in the corner,
the skull. Yeah.
Skull.
And I think that's what goes with that pretty, ugly type of vibe, because like I said, the production is so like lighthearted and pretty, but the content is so dark and strong. So yeah, that Shadow Man is one of my favorite tracks, because I'm just like, the way she spent that. And I think the best run for me was Diddy Bop, All I Need and Reality Check. Those three right there, like back to back to back to back. It was perfect. Like that was so perfect, man. I was like, damn, I love the whole vibe. I love that cool jazzy fusion, that jazz fusion that she added to it with a little bit neo soul. Gave me that little Jill Scott spoken word type of thing. Yeah, yeah, it was definitely a feel good project. But if you listen to it, like, you know, like Ken said, like you said, it's just like, oh. This shit is very like she talking about some real stuff, man. Like it's real. Like very open, very free. So that's one thing I do love about this project is, for one, the sound, and for two, how can you make an album so pretty and so damn dark and ugly at the same time? And she gave me that. We talked about this too. That Bahamadia vibe, like her voice, man. It's just like, oh, like if you know about Bahamadia back in the mid '90s, man. Like Bahamadia was.
Yeah, it's not like so out there.
Yeah,
it's like it's still gripping.
It's still yeah. Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect way to say it. So yeah, I completely agree. But yeah, man, this project was. 10 tracks, short.
33 minutes.
And you, I mean, 33 minutes of just dopeness, man. Oh, dopeness and dopeness. And not a skippable track on here. She kept my attention the whole way through the production. Like I said, the features, was they blended in the track very well, man. Like, it was refreshing. It was so refreshing.
This whole wave of soulful, politically conscious type music from Chicago is more coming out. And, you know, like this project is in the embodiment of soul, and Chicago has always been soulful, but they had a run where it felt like, man, you just following trends. But now we're starting to hear some of these younger artists really.
Yeah, she's 24.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's 24.
Wow.
So.
Which, you know, this could be another trend. This Chance, Mick, Mensa, Attitude, has been in the game for a minute. But what I like about her, even though she kind of fits in the vibe, like, you know, what I like about all of them, I should say, is like they do, like you said, they bring in a different approach to music. It's not that cheeky bang, 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 bang. I put a hole in your motherfucking head. You know, that fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? This is so different.
No, Ken secretly listens.
But they bring in something different. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I like. Whether or not I like a project or not, you know what I'm saying? Because you guys know I was, you know, not really on acid rap, but I love the coloring book. You know, I wasn't on The Waters, but I liked the second EP with Mick Jenkins. I like
Waters, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let me trip. Let me trip.
It's art.
It is. It's all about how you paint the picture.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I was watching an interview, and they were talking about what makes rappers like really dope. It's not about just saying stuff that's like on the surface, because anybody can say that. It's your approach. That's the reason why we like the Jays. We like some of these people because they're gonna say exactly what you're gonna say, but the way they say it is just like, damn, it makes it that much deeper. You know what I'm saying? And she is definitely like that with the pictures that she paints. I think it's always about relatability, and that's definitely one of her big suits. You know what I'm saying? Like one of her big characteristics on this project, man. Like, She's dope. She is super dope. This is the first time I never heard of her before. I didn't even know what I was getting into when I put this on.
You know, another track I like is Sunny Duet, and I don't know, B, I don't know if you know, but you may have picked up on this, but it had kind of like a Take Six type of vibe to it.
Talking about that feature?
Yeah. Think about it. If you guys aren't up on Take Six, you're not going to get it, but if you know Take Six, they're an acapella gospel group.
Yep.
And some of the songs they do kind of follow that type of choppy.
It sure does.
Yeah. How she closed the album with not only that song, but how she just let it breathe.
Right.
And then it just kind of ended, faded off into the background. It's almost like she was taking a bow. You know what I'm saying? Like, the act is over. The play is over.
Like I said, that same song is a song where she kind of talks about going to her own funeral. So it was just like, that's like the final, like you said, goodbye to death scene or whatever. And it goes off, which was perfect.
Yeah.
The ass was perfect.
What about the complexities that's also in that track and this album itself and him saying, play Metro Boomin at my funeral.
Yeah.
Metro Boomin is typically associated with, you know, that harder Atlanta trap, and this is on some jazzy, soulful, like real shit.
Yep.
And he was like, nah, when I go out, play Metro Boomin at my funeral. It's almost like signifying, yo, see me out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah. Yep.
If you watch him, I don't know how you can, at least for me, obviously, I didn't know that you had other projects out. Listening to Ken, how many?
This is being touted as the official one
release, right? Like her coming out party. This is your official coming out party? I don't know how you could have stepped any better. I'm definitely looking forward to your own projects, and now I'm gonna be looking harder for your name. Now you have a voice in my head that I'm going to remember.
I really, really mess with this EP, and I love that it really forced me to kind of listen and pull out the different layers that are on this particular project. And I like there's a sense of depth to you as an artist. Like, you're not out here just writing surface shit. Like, you really want people to like listen and pay attention to what you're doing. I'm really, really interested in looking forward to what you're going to do from here. Because I think with your style, the music, I think the future's bright. I like that you were very open and honest and that you tackled a lot of things that you were dealing with and people got a chance. What we talk about all the time, who are you? And we got a chance to really get an insight on who is No Name Gypsy. And we saw that she is an individual that is living and that has to deal with the complexities of life as a whole. And you know, the only thing is, man, we just gotta stick and support our women, man, especially our black women. And that's the other thing that I got from this as well. Just the toss of love and the decisions and just, you know, being, we just gotta be supportive, man. And I think I'll just close with that. But yeah, great mixtape, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
No Name, if you're watching, way to kind of, I guess, show us your wounds, you know, your self wounds throughout this project. I can't say it, and I think I've always said this a lot too. Like, if this is my first time listening to you, this is your debut, I wanna know who you are. And you definitely from, you know, struggling with smoking, your auntie having cancer, and your grandmother and stuff. I mean, just, you gave us you, and that's one thing I really appreciate. Not only on top of that, the music is dope. You're dope as an artist. I think my first time listening to her was off Acid Rap when she was featured on there. But keep up the great work. You definitely have a new fan for me.
For woman to woman and artist to artist, much respect. Simply put, just keep doing your thing.